Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Eric Foreman. Doing the demonstration of the Sling Box by Sling Media. It's a very nice device. I love it. The Sling Box is a device that allows you to broadcast your cable signal. You can also do antenna over your home network, and it can also be set up so that you can access it on the internet. What this does is it allows you to watch and control your cable box or your satellite, your dish receiver from your computer. So I have, for instance, I have a Sling Box in the living room connected to my cable box, and I have my laptop here, so I can watch TV being broadcast from my cable box in my living room on my laptop. I'm in my bedroom right now over my home network. I have a wireless network, wireless router in the living room, so that allows me to watch TV in here. I can watch digital cable, you know, where I'm not able to have digital cable in my bedroom, so I could use my laptop and watch the cable. I purchased it from PC Universe. It was $71 flat, just a flat $71 from PC Universe. I believe even shipping was free on this day. And once I got it in, it was getting out of the box, it was very easy to hook up and everything. When you hook it up, it looks like a upside down, I would say like a Hershey bar, except it's just like one side of the Hershey bar, when you know the old Carmelo bars. That's what it looks like, the old Carmelo bars, when it's flat and then you have on the top the little rectangles. That's what the Sling Box looks like, and it has a whole bunch of three different ends, you know, audio and video end jacks, so you can actually hook three devices up to it on the back of the unit. You plug it in, it has an adapter, and from there you can hook your cable box either through the little standard jack where you plug your antenna in. You could get a VCR, some coaxial cable, and connect to your cable box that way. It comes with that in the box. It comes with the RCA jacks, you know, the two audio and the one video, and it comes with an S video cable and a standard cable that you would screw in one end on your cable box and one end on your Sling Box. The way I have mine connected is I'm using the RCA jacks to, you know, with the one video and the two audio channels left and right. Another neat little gadget that comes with the Sling Box is it's called an IR emitter. There's two of them there. They're long, they curve out a little bit and they go down, and there's little, they feel like little light bulbs on the end of them, and these are what the Sling Box uses as the remote. You would put them in front of the cable box or the satellite receiver, cable box receiver, satellite receiver, or DVR, and you would put these IR emitters in front of the device, and once you set it up, it'll allow you to change the channel. Now, after you've got all that hooked up, you hook up the IR emitter, IR emitters, infrared radio emitters, and you would hook up the sling box to the cable box. Make sure it's on and everything. Doing the initial connection, and after that, you'll have to have a wireless router and a DSL or cable modem. It's best to have the wireless router near the cable box, the cable box receiver, and the sling box, which I have mine in my living room. The wireless router is on top of my entertainment center. Sling box is on the shelf where my TV would go, and the cable box has its own shelf. In cases where you're not able to have the wireless router set up in that position near the sling box, Sling Media and also other companies produce a device which will allow you to plug this particular device into a outlet, a wall socket outlet, and it will connect to your wireless network, you know, allowing you to have a connection to your wireless network, a hardware connection from anywhere in your home. They call theirs, Sling Media calls theirs the Sling Link. I believe it's called a network expander, or I'm not exactly sure what they call them, but it's a network bridge, I believe it is. What it does is it connects whatever device, if for example, if you didn't have, or they would have a, you need to connect a printer to your network, you would get one of these bridges and connect it into your socket, your outlet, your electrical outlet, and then plug the printer into it. And you go through this thing called the Sling Box Setup Wizard. I'll take you through it real quick.
Sonic submenu. Sony. SKP submenu. Sling. Sonic submenu. Sling Media submenu. S.
Go to the Sling Media option in here.
Launch Sling Player. Sling Box Setup Wizard.
Sling Box Setup Wizard.
Leaving menus. Start button. To open, press enter.
I'm using AT&T Natural Voices on my laptop here.
Cancel button. Next greater button. To activate, press space R.
The Sling Player software can also be downloaded at slingmedia.com.
Best speak greater warning colon / speak greater. It is recommended you check for updates before continuing your setup. Sling Media is always working to make your Sling Box function as best as possible. From time to time, we will make software upgrades and enhancements available to our customers. Cancel button. Help button. Check for best back button. Next greater button.
To next.
Check here if you have more than one Sling Box. Check box not checked. Best back button. To activate, press next greater button.
Next.
To
activate.
Click next to load the settings. Help button. Less back button. Next greater button.
Next.
Please enter the administrator password colon password edit. Type
and since I have mine set up already, I have to enter administrative passcode here. And this allows you so that I can go in and get to other controls that normally you wouldn't be able to get to on the Sling Box.
Less back button. Next greater button. Cancel button. To activate,
you'll
press
cancel. You'll be hearing the audio
here. This view. USA. 909. Move to light and use the arrow keys.
Okay. Still during the setup. This is, Martin
back
here.
To activate. Next great. Cancel button.
I'm gonna turn off the audio.
Move audio. Help button. To activate. Move audio. Checked.
Clicking on the, pressing space bar on the mute audio. checkbox.
Help button. List view. List back button. To activate, press
right
list back.
Out. List view.
USA. 999. To move to items, use the...
Which country it is. USA.
List back. Next greater button.
I'm going to say next.
List view. Composite Motorola cable box. 2 of 3. To move
I
to
have,
items, use the...
Mine set for composite Motorola cable box. I was unable to find my cable company in here, but when you get to the using the Slingbox setup with it, if you have Comcast... I'm trying to think. I think Time Warner is one of them that's in here. You would just pick that cable company. But I had to set up my cable box, tell it it's a composite Motorola cable
next
box.
Next greater button.
Say
brightness
next
colon left right slider 50%.
You can set the brightness.
Contrast colon left right slider.
Contrast.
Saturation colon left right slider.
Saturation.
Hue colon left right slider 0%. Volume colon left right slider 95%.
Volume.
Original settings button. Left back button.
You click on original settings and it'll go to how it was when you first received the item, when you first set it up.
Next greater button.
To next.
List view. Cable box left for an analog or digital cable right for an.
Cable box analog or digital.
Left back button.
Next
greater. List view. Motorola 16 of 49.
It's a Motorola cable box that I have.
Left back. Next greater.
Next.
List view. Other 28 of 28.
Right now it's on other. Now this is where you set the cable box specifically so that the sling box will be able to control it. So I'm going to go up here to
DC 26208.
They're looking for
DC T2244. Press back button.
That's
to activate, press spacebar.
This actually sets the code, like when you program a universal remote, it sets the code so that the sling box knows which code to use for the cable box.
Next greater button.
Say next here.
Make sure your Motorola cable box is on and the IR control cable is properly attached. Less BR greater. Click the button beneath the video window. If your Motorola cable box did not respond to the button, less B greater, check your IR cable. Less BR greater. If your IR cable is firmly in place and the emitters are correctly positioned, try the button again. If nothing responds or you see a failure message below, click the less B greater help /B greater button below for more suggestions. Less BR greater. If your Motorola cable box responded properly, click next to continue. Cancel button. To activate, press spacebar.
Okay, now this is where you test the IR emitters for the device to work.
Cancel button. To activate, press mute audio. Help button. Power button. To activate, press.
They give you the power button here so you can test it. Now we can turn the audio.
To activate,
bring the audio back in. I have Martin is on TV1 right now. There's a marathon.
Mute audio checkbox. Not checked. Help button. To activate. Power button. Press back button. Next greater button.
I want to hit the power button.
To activate, press. Next greater. Press back button. Power button. To activate. Cancel button. To activate, press spacebar. Next greater button. To activate, press spacebar. Out plus end.
King is dishing out his double whopper.
Burger King commercial.
All season
it
long.
Didn't work, so I'm going to have to run in here and check it. I'm running here and check the IR emitter. Must not be set up properly. I'm going to bring you with me. I'm going to take a look at them here. Going in the living room here, where as you can hear, there's no TV on. If you do have a television, I don't have one right now. My brother went away to college and I let him have the TV. There you can have the TV on and have the Slingbox connected, and whenever someone changes the channel on the TV, it'll change on the Sling Player, which is a software that I was using in the living room on the laptop, in the bedroom on the laptop. I'm gonna bring the IR emitter cable over more in front of the cable box receiver. It has an infrared receiver on here for the remote. I'm gonna move this over, and maybe that should solve my problem of not being able to control it. And I'm gonna go adjourn back to the bedroom and try it out to make sure that I can control the device. Okay, here we go, back in the bedroom.
Excuse me, fellas, hi, I'm Tommy, how can I help you?
Yeah.
We still have the show on here.
Why, is your baby?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. We just got to chit-chat and kick the actual factors.
Okay.
you want to talk to you?
Oh, you want to talk? Oh, sure, man. We can talk to you. Step right outside and kick
the power button again.
Cancel button. Power button. Cancel button.
Whoa, wait. What? You all right, man? You want me to come?
Man, look,
I'm gonna be outside kicking the actual factual.
All right, but if you need it, let us know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm editing out the continual problems I had with the Sling player on my laptop. And what I'm doing here is I'm going to skip us ahead to the next step. We got past the power button and we're going to be setting up the IR emitters next in the installation.
Button to act, less back button to activate, next greater button.
Next.
How many leading zeros do you enter to change to a single digit?
Here you set it for your leading number of leading zeros. So, you know, if you need to have it on channel 5 by hitting 2 zeros, it would be 005. So,
one.
I have my mine actually works like that. I'm going to set it on two.
Check if you press enter after inputting a number. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Checkbox on. Press enter after entering number. That's when you change the channel. You enter like 124 and then hit enter, and it will change the channel.
If a Sling box is not properly changing channels, you may have to adjust the speed of the IR emitter colon combo box. Fast graphic 974.
So here I'm going to change the speed of the IR emitter because I'm having problems with mine. So I'm going to put it on medium.
Enter a channel and press change channel to try the current
settings.
Here it
is, a combo
adjust
box.
The if the channel did not.
Where I can.
Four.
Move the channel, change the channel this way by selecting a channel in this combo 21. Box, list box. 20. I'm going to put it on, let me see.
55.
Let's do 55, which is Game Show Network.
Change channel button to act.
Yes, if you would like to set up your Sling box for viewing outside of the home, outside of your home Wi-Fi network, you would go into your virtual network server settings within your router configuration. What you would do is Sling Media gives you, with your Sling player software, they give you a opening and close starting and closing port numbers. Those is going to be two for opening, two for starting, and two closing. So that they're going to be the same. You're going to use plug the number into the box four times, depending upon how your router is set up. For example, mine is 5,000. You're going to also need to program into your virtual server settings the IP address of the Sling box. They give you that as well during installation. And you would plug that in and click apply changes in your router or save changes. And this would enable you to be able to view your Sling box outside of your home on, you know, any other Wi-Fi network or anywhere on the internet from any, you know, DSL cable modem or anything of that nature.
Finish button to activate, press.
Cancel out of this one. I know I may have to reinstall Sling Media, which is a software that allows me to use a Sling box on my laptop here, but I have a desktop in my living room. I'm going to switch over to that, and we're going to resume the podcast here. This is just ridiculous. Here we go. Here, there's a box in here. Okay, I turn on the desktop here. Get down to business.
Come on, computer. Mm-hmm. long widow Ray, widow mother.
All right. Now I've got to log in on
this. Very nice benefit.
Here we go.
Start. Enter. Desktop, remove the items with the arrow keys.
Okay. I'm going to go back into the Slingbox Wizard. I'm going to whiz by all the things we already covered. I don't think we need to re-evaluate that.
Our heading internet 1PP. My documents 111.
Yes, I was using the regular. I'm using JAWS. This is the regular Eloquence synthesizer.
All programs sub-heading E.
We're going to go into all programs
here. Logos documents 10S, Central S, Sonic State S, Startup Sub S, Sony Digit S, Slingy is up-heading.
Slingy Media.
Slingbox Setup Wizard S.
Slingbox Setup Wizard.
Enter Slingy is up-heading. Wheeling Menus. Tap R pause button. O tap. Slingbox Setup Wizard Dialog. Next Creator button. Tap. Cancel button.
Okay. Activate.
Shift tap. Next Creator. Space. Tap. Left E Creator. Tap. L button. Tap. Check for updates now. Button. Back. Tap. Left I button. Tap. Next space. Generating more than one Slingbox. Check box. Tap. Next Creator button. Space. Tap, click next to the tap, tell button, tap, left back button, tap, next space, leave every administrator password, colon, back, star, enter. Okay, power button worked that time, so I need to turn the power back on and turn the cable box off by hitting the power button. Tap, cancel button, the shift tap, next creator, the shift tap, left back button, activate, press all, shift tap, power button, back, enter, cancel button, activate, press space,
and enter on the power button.
Press space, all, plus N.
Power's back on. It means that I have the I have the proper code in here and the IR emitters cable is working. Next. Put my leading zeros on 2. Leave my hitting enter after entering the number on. Leave that unchecked. So I'll just type the number in and it'll change. Set my channel, my list box on 55, MCO Network. Oh, let's do 54, Cartoon Network.
And she went on me. I studied under Bruce Lee.
45.
I studied under Bruce Lee. 48. He was on the second floor, and I was on the first floor.
Now it's 253. Tune Biz Me. Change channel button. Space bar on change channel button. Channel changing.
Weak. They won't dare show their face again.
Now it's on Tune Biz Me. Not sure exactly which cartoon this is.
Pilot Molly, reporting for the Earth Team.
Molly, there's no
code
to register. She does appear quite
concerned.
Take your... Let the race begin!
Gonna put it on, let's see here.
Jordan? I'm counting on you.
Slingbox changed the correct channel checkbox. You have to check that in order to move on in the installation. Setup wizard. Okay. next. Using more than one sling box. Mute audio real quick, because this is really hard to hear. In a name for your sling box, you can call it like my, you can call it living room, or say basement. If you have more than one sling box, you can label them. I'm going to hit next. This is where you enter all your passwords. You have a just as a regular sling box password. And then you have an administrator password. Now, I'm guessing that the regular password must be used for when you're accessing the sling box over the internet from another location, like if you go over a friend's house or something like that, and you want to access your sling box, you would use your regular sling box password, probably maybe in combination with the administrative password if you would like, but you can, it's probably, you know, just the original one will give you, should give you all the control you need. I'm thinking I hadn't yet tested it from another location other than my house. Passing up all the password fields, there's four of them, two for regular password and two for administrative password. For confirmation, one for, you know, the original password and the other one for confirmation. Spacebar on next. Check this box here to watch sling box outside of the network. There's also going to be some things you can do. You'd have to do in your router settings to allow the sling box to the ability to be accessed from outside. You'd have to go into your router and set it up, or there's an automatic UPnP that will, it'll automatically configure your router to allow the sling box to be accessed from outside of the network. I set this on, I set mine on manual, because I didn't have my UPnP feature on, turned on my wireless router. And these are, this is the actual, these are the actual, this is the actual address of the sling box itself. It always already gives you it's already set on a port number, so I just went ahead and used 5001 as my port number.
Your sling box information read-only edit user read-key, shift pad, help set up port forwarding on my router button to activate press pad. Your sling box information read-only
edit. It gives you a breakdown of all the information.
Mac the, enable TCP, IP address code, top of time service slash application code sling box. IP address code 192.168.2.237.
It gives you the IP address of the, sling box.
Start port code 5001, IP service slash application, IP address, start port code 5001.
Your start port is 5001.
End port code 5001.
End port is 5001.
Enable TCP. MAC code 0 for key code D601.
TCP is enabled. And your MAC address.
MAC code 0 for key code D601 code FA code 04. MAC code 0 for key code.
Okay. Now.
At ready to continue and set remote duty. I will open the port on my router left parent, or I will do it later right parent. Check box not check. So check press spacebar.
I'll check. Put a check mark on this. We're going to check and do it later.
You
bring the audio back in. Next. Mute audio
again. Finder ID. And this is the ID that is going to be used by the Sling Player software to locate your particular Sling Box when you access from outside the network, and also inside the network. It uses a Finder ID in order to connect to this particular Sling Box.
Next. The setup window is ready to save the configuration. New module help button.
Unmute audio says it's ready to save the
ship app, new module checkbox, the ship app, cancel button, the ship app, next greater button, ship app, left back button, the ship app, help button, the ship app, new module checkbox, check up, ship app, cancel button, the ship app, next greater button, the app, help button, the app, left back button, app, next greater app, cancel button, the app, new module checkbox, check up, app, help button, the app, left back button, the activate app, next greater button, the app, cancel button, the activate, press
the
app, new module checkbox, check up,
your channel. Unmute audio. Next. Then it turns off the audio and video while it configures the Sling Box. Launch Sling Player now is checked, so it's going to automatically open up Sling Player whenever I hit finish. Here we go. Then I'll take you through a step of how to open the Sling Player. When you launch the Sling Player software, it comes up with a directory, and it gives you, within the directory is a list of Sling Boxes. I only have one. My Sling Box LAN, local area network. This is the only one I have available, so I hit enter on the directory, the item in the directory list here. And it comes up with my passwords. So I enter my passwords here. I'm going to put my administrative passcode in here. Save it in your profile so that when you hit enter on the Sling Box item, the My Sling Box, the original one that's in the directory list, it'll automatically launch. I have it set up here where I have to put in the passcode, and then I click connect. We'll do that with the spacebar.
Sling Player password dialog. If you enter the password correctly, there may be a problem with your network settings. Click help below. This Sling Box left pair, my Sling Box right pair requires a password to connect. Please enter the password below. Hold password edit. **. Type in text.
Looks like I used the wrong password.
Login as administrator checkbox not checked.
Oh, I forgot to mark the login as administrator checkbox. Okay, so you're gonna have to put the password back in. Check the login as administrator password, or I could use the other one and not log in as an administrator, but for this, I think we need administrative privileges. Connect. And you should hear it loading here. Got back at the Toon Disney here. I'm going to show you how it changes channels. Hopefully it'll cooperate this time. We're going to put it on 124, which is my Martin Marathon 124. I just type it in on the keypad, on the keyboard. I'm using a wireless keyboard here. And it worked. So I'm 124 now. Let's try 55. 055. And it's changing with no problem.
But I like it.
Evidently there's something wrong with my installation on my laptop. This is 55, Game Show Network.
Alright, I will... The other side, I will give that one to you.
This is your demonstration of the Sling Media. Sling Media's the Sling Box. I have forgotten what the model number is. Let me look it up real quick.
An extra $1,000.
I haven't been on for
you. I'm going to look up the model number here. It's the only Sling Box they make, though.
Let me
look it up real quick.
1%.
Make sure you have it. And I purchased mine again from PC Universe. I used Price Grabber, PriceGrabber.com, and went and ran a search on Sling Media's The Sling Box. Then I go to Google.
Google search engine.
And then I found it gives you a list of it tells you the lowest price and it gives you a list of what all Amazon, all the other ones are.
Google search engine. Enter for
Google. Put in Sling Media.
Sling Media, Slingbox.
I'm going down this bottom number for you real quick. SB100-100 is the slingbox that I have. That's the model number. And that's the one I have. It works rather nicely.
100%.
As you saw, I was able to just use my, I'm using a wireless keyboard here, and I'm just typing in, when I change the channel, just type in the number 124, and I don't press any other keys, and it changes on its own. I love it. I recommend that everybody get one. I love gadgets anyway, so this is not, you know, it's just another one in my collection. Since the original recording of this podcast here, I have used my Slingbox away from home. I've taken it to school and watched it, viewed it on their network, and no problem. Just as long as you have the Sling Player software installed with the correct Finder ID, Sling Media provides you a Finder ID and IP address. You can plug those Finder ID and IP addresses into the Sling Player software, and that will allow you to watch it from anywhere. You can actually, I have the software, the Sling Player software, and a README document, a README file in text format with my IP address and Finder ID in the document, so that I can just key the Finder ID and IP address into the Sling Player software on any computer and access my Slingbox specifically. So this will allow me to watch it from any computer. And during the installation, you don't have to do any restarts. You know, a lot of times you have to restart the computer. This was just a straight install, and then you're good to go on any computer you choose to watch your Slingbox on. This is Eric Foreman from St. Louis, Missouri. If you have any other questions about the Slingbox, feel free to email me at eforce4000@hotmail.com. You can call my laser box at 206-312-9711.
206-312-9711 if you have any questions. And we'll take it from there. This has been Eric Foreman. Give you your demonstration of the Sling Media's the Sling Box and Sling Player software. And we'll talk to you all folks later.